self-knowledge, leading to clear understanding of life. And when you understand yourself, you understand life. Yeah, basically, we are just a human being, a form and mind. And we have the senses. We have a mind trapped inside. We use this to live life. Means, how do we know the world? How do we develop the ability to communicate with the world? Then, to go through life, existence, to interact with society, humanity, and whoever that come into contact with our form and mind. Then this teaching, this meditation goes beyond that. It can lead to a type of realization which is beyond the form and mind. Now you say there's another nature within. And this nature, when it manifests, you completely like wake up because you can see a lot of things happening. The reality of life and existence. Who are you? What are you? How you function as a human being? And when you understand all this teaching, you understand the nature's law that governs life and existence, then you know if I want to have the good life, I must take care of karma. I must train my mind to be heedful, to understand how I function as a human being. When I understand myself, I understand others. That's why I can accept them for what they are. Because we, last time also said, before we understand, we also heedless. So all this will develop the understanding, the great compassion and love within. Then we are very forgiving, understand? Like even Jayanta's case, the scammer, or because you have to pay back, you have to pay back. So you accept what happened, then you radiate love. You wish them well-being and happiness. Why? Because they know not what they are doing, understand? So forgive them. When you forgive, you free yourself, understand? Instead of holding on to the hatred, that anger, this evil road, it will cause karmic repercussion. Then you won't end. So all these are understanding. If I am forgiving, I actually free myself. And not only free myself, I develop wholesome mind state following the Dhamma way, the way in Fopal, and I wish them well-being and happiness. When I do this, karma is such, you reap what you sow. People will in return radiate love and metta to you, wish you well-being. So a lot of wholesomeness can arise when you understand. So do good, we get good. Do evil, we get evil. Because the meaning is very deep. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, goodness, you will reap the fruit of wholesomeness and goodness. This is a nature's law. Then why do we want to become unhappy, angry with all the defilement, emotion, delusion, to torment ourselves, to make ourselves miserable, and to create so much negativity of karma? That is really stupidity. That's why sometimes I also agree why Master Shen Hua, the Mahayana, use the word stupidity. Actually, a lot of people don't like on her. You say they are stupid, I tell you, they hate you for life. Because that word is really, those with ego one, really hit them one. So sometimes you cannot blame them because after they explain to you, you're stupid, really stupid. Create all this for what? Just because you get angry and you want to be right, and your hatred, your evil root, then all this cause you're coming down for, make you miserable, unhappy. That is not life. Life is to have understanding, to be at peace, to be happy, to have a clear mind, tranquility, stillness, to experience all of the beauty, pristine beauties and wonders of life. This is what life is all about. Then have good relationship, wishing people well-being and happiness. Then whatever we do, we want harmony. That's why Noble Eightfold Path is beautiful. We act, speak, and think with a wholesome mind. Means We had gentleness, kindness, then respect, contentment, like what in the Mangala Sutta mentioned. These are very simple virtue, then generosity. So when you have all this understanding, you become beautiful. Then most of the time you are happy, you smile, you don't get angry, you don't react and torment yourself. Every time you react and torment yourself, you stress yourself, understand? So that is not life. So all this understanding, you have slowly, slowly started to develop them. Then when you change over to this way of living life, you can see like a lot of things become, you are no longer like last time, everything went wrong. Everything very negative, everybody misunderstand you, don't talk to you, and all the fun. Then you are not efficient in the work site, the job environment, the career. A lot of problem cannot resolve it. So understanding the Dhamma can lead to great benefits and transformation, which is very good.